You know, you're remarkable. You're 87 years old and you have all this energy. Is there anything that you think you did, or are you just lucky? Give us a reason why you have all this energy and activity at 87.
Well, I think being a tomboy when I was a kid, I was always active. I was curious. My dad would go on his business trips, and Mom had my little sister and brother, and I was such a tomboy that she'd send me on my dad's business trips, and Daddy would park me in a library or a museum while he attended his business meetings, pick me up for lunch, and then take me back to a library or a museum. So I grew up going through museums and libraries. I read everything I could get my hands on. I guess I was just a curious kid. I love history. I love archaeology. I love teaching. I substitute teach now because I'm trying to take care of the collection.
You're substitute teaching now at 87?
Yes, sir.
What are you teaching?
I was sanctioned to teach Oklahoma history because when I was working for Tulsa Public Schools, they took me out of the library at Will Rogers High School and put me on the substitute list. I was working for 20 different principals. I was a fill-in. So if someone was out sick or something, I was teaching art, I was teaching English, I was teaching spelling and all of that. And I loved history, but I couldn't teach Oklahoma history because I'm from Kansas. So Dr. Swan at Park Elementary years ago said, "Why is it you can't teach history?" And I said, "I'm from Kansas." He said, "Well, that's not going to stop you." He said, "I'm going to go get you the test papers from TU. You're going to take the test. I know you'll pass it." And he said, "Therefore, you can teach Oklahoma history." Well, I want you to know I'm still learning Oklahoma history. I'm still going around to the small ghost towns, whiskey towns, and talking about their history. I was asked what is considered a ghost town. We had 153 ghost towns and whiskey towns all through Oklahoma, clear up into southeastern Kansas. A ghost town is now a town that has no mail service. Ghost towns were built up wherever they hit oil, coal, lumber, or a farming area. That was a town that grew up overnight because of whatever it had to offer at that time. But if there was no mail service and people were moving out, it's considered a ghost town. The whiskey towns were the black towns that were supported by the oil barons and the politicians of Oklahoma because the blacks could go back up in the hills and make moonshine whiskey because the cattle barons were adamant about having whiskey for their cowboys when they were coming through on the cattle trails.
Students, listen to this. If you were their age, do you have any advice for them?
I love the Socratic method of teaching. I want those kids to ask questions. I hate walking into classrooms and see them sitting there twittering and Facebooking and all that. They're not learning the history. And Oklahoma has such a vivid, vivid history. It was a wild state. It still is. Because there's still KKK and some of the old elements that started this state still around. And now I am just delighted when I see some of these little ghost towns coming back to life because people are retiring and they can find land cheap and build their homes and then put out a lot of their land for pasture land. So they've got a nice place to live. They're close to a big city. And they have all the amenities of retirement. I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, you're great.
Well, thank you.
I mean, to accomplish what you've done and do what you do to this very day is absolutely amazing. And I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here today.
Well, I have to keep moving because I have arthritis. And a lot of people don't know that I swing dance. And I do aerials.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, keep doing it.
Thank you.
And thank you for talking to us.
Okay.